Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Uncle Julio's in Dallas, 16150 Dallas Parkway. And you know what I've noticed is people are afraid to be in the back room because we've had multiple people pop their head in.
And they're like, what's happening back here?
No, and like say hello, and they wanted to see us, but they're like, I'm not allowed to eat in the back room right now. And Corey, I'm going to ask if you would possibly give me the first question.
Oh, for sure, man.
Let's bring on Kyle Yeomans. Kyle, how the heck are you doing?
I'm great, guys. How are you? Happy Halloween.
All right, so let's talk about
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Did you know that Reese's Pieces have no chocolate in them?
What?
Yeah.
The little candy.
See? Okay. I
mean, not the Reese's Cups, the Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, like the little, like they're like off. Like a spin-off of the M&M's, right? Because yeah, M&M's yeah. Probably came first, right? And then Reese's Pieces. Yeah, they're just little peanut butter bites, right?
Mm-hmm. I really thought the candy coating was chocolate candy coating. I am getting texts across the fan text, also on my phone, from people who are listening like, you're an idiot. And so these are people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you. Mm-hmm. And so I feel really dumb right now that I feel really dumb that I didn't know there was no chocolate in Reese's Pieces.
Hmm. I've never been a fan of the Reese's Pieces specifically. I love Reese's in general, like the regular Reese's Cups and some of those other candies that are kind of spinoffs from the brand. I'm a big fan of those. I'm not as big of a fan as Tommy Yarish, by the way, our DallasCowboys.com writer.
He puts ketchup on his hot dog.
Yeah, I did know that, and he's from Chicago. That's like a sin for those guys up there. But He is the biggest Reese's fan ever. When we went to the Senior Bowl last year, I like bought him a Reese's to like celebrate at the airport. Like, hey, we're going to Mobile. We're going to the Senior Bowl for draft coverage. And he like looked like he was going to cry because he was so excited that I him like a normal Reese's from the airport because he just loves them so much. He thought it was like the nicest thing in the world that I had gotten him a Reese's, and it was a lot of fun. So now every time I see something that's like Reese's coated or Reese's type, I buy him like the weird stuff. There was like a Reese's Oreo crossover and stuff, but I know I'm rambling way too long about Halloween candy, but I just thought it was a funny story across the board.
Yeah, hey, this is the perfect day for that, Kyle. It's perfectly okay. And now that we know, we know a little more about Tommy, and that helps us out a little bit. So, yeah, that's good news.
He's the biggest Reese's fan I've ever met and probably will ever be.
Sweet. I guess let's shift our attention from candy and Halloween just for a little bit. And Kyle, not a lot of people know this stat. I had to go find it myself. Did you know that Kyler Murray has never lost at AT&T Stadium?
What? No.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Crazy.
This is a bit of a shock.
Did you know that
Dak
was
second? But he's only played the Cowboys twice.
Well, going back to high school, and did you also know that Dak was second for MVP 2 years ago?
Okay.
As long as we're telling you things.
I did know that one, too.
The success, though, that Kyler has had whenever he's played against the Cowboys, what has been the thing that's set him up for the most success at AT&T when he plays against them?
Yeah, I don't know if it's any one specific thing. I mean, his mobility is probably the number one thing that Dallas has struggled with. And, I mean, I'm sure Allen High School, whenever they were playing Pearland back in the state championship days when he was running around, probably couldn't slow him down either. So I every time you talk about Kyler and you talk about his skill set, it starts with the way he can extend plays and get outside the pocket. We had this conversation on the show last week when you guys asked about Bo Nix and what he did well.
Yeah.
Kyler does kind of the same thing, except he does it from more of a ground-based attack, whereas Bo Nix is still looking downfield to try and get a pass off. So it is a skill set that's going to challenge the Dallas defense, and they've really struggled this year against mobile quarterbacks. And I would argue Kyler, even coming off of an injury, is about as mobile of a quarterback as you're going to see throughout the season. And that's what's given them problem in the past. I remember the first couple games that he had won in AT&T Stadium with Arizona, not in Allen High School or at A&M or at Oklahoma. But when he played the Cowboys, just him running and extending plays was a big part of all of that.
You know, I know we've talked about some of the high-paid players on the Cowboys defensively, specifically mm-hmm. the cornerbacks. But Osa said something earlier this week, and we've been talking about this for a minute. He said, myself personally, I'm not playing my best ball right now. I was hoping we could zero mm-hmm. in on that a little bit more, because I think it is very fair to say that Osa is not playing his best football and thus far not living up to the contract.
Yeah, not yet. He really has had kind of a step backwards, because remember last year when you were talking about defensive tackle play as a part of the 24 squad, they only had Osa. It was really just him playing and kind of having to do everything. But now he's having to fit into a scheme. And there are times where you'll turn on the tape. It happened against Green Bay. It happened against Carolina. And it happened against Denver last week. But Kenny Clark does his job next to Osa, and he's eating up blocks, and he's taking on the double team, and he's staying gap discipline, and he's not getting pushed backwards. But then you've got Osa, who, and I don't want to accuse him of freelancing even still, but he's hopping around blocks. He's getting washed out of the play. He's trying pass rush moves on these interior offensive linemen that are just overpowering him at times. So I'm wondering if he's struggling to play in a system where he doesn't have to pass rush as much, or he isn't asked to be the one-man wrecking crew on the defensive line, because he's got Kenny Clark right there next to him that's able to hold his ground. And so maybe Osa's trying to do too much over the top. Whatever it may be, he definitely hasn't played his best ball. And I also thought what he said this week was great in terms of the internal reflection. He said, we've all got to look in the mirror, including myself. And with all that being said, I think that's the right approach, because it's not just one person or one position group that is struggling on the defense. It's the group as a whole, and there's always ways to get better. And I think one step forward for Osa would really make a difference in that Cowboys front seven.
I saw that that Schottenheimer, not only did he have an owl in his home and they were able to get rid of the owl, but he said that Trayvon Diggs is seeing a neurologist so that he can get cleared. How quickly mm-hmm. do you think that he would be on the field once cleared?
Yeah, well, it's the minimum of 4 games because of the IR stint.
The IR stint.
I would think it's right after the 4 games are up. I don't think it would go any further than that, especially I thought I was – When he was placed on IR initially, my first thought is, oh, this could linger for a while. We're not going to see him on the practice field. And then we walked out to practice yesterday, and he's running wind sprints back and forth 53 and a half yards. So he's out there, and he's moving around, and they're keeping him active in his return to play. I don't see it going any further than the 4 weeks that he's going to be placed on IR for.
how encouraging is it that it seems like Wanya Thomas is moving in the right direction? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if it's y'all, but my wife has migraines. I'm sure we all know somebody who suffers from migraines.
It's worse.
Yeah, and when you hear it's like he missed two games because he just couldn't, that's kind of scary.
No, it definitely is. And we talked about this a little bit on our Talking Cowboys podcast this week. And one of the big things with migraines is it's something you can't see. So from a fan base standpoint and from a teammate standpoint, they're looking at Wanya walking through the building and saying, why are you unable to play when he's being debilitated by something he's never had to deal with? This is the first time that Wanya's ever had a migraine of any sort, and it was a progressive migraine that just continuously got worse. And I feel for him because, you know, he wants to be out there, and he's worked his entire career for an opportunity to get significant playing time as an undrafted free agent in 2022. He's been playing on special teams. He's been through three different defensive coordinators. This is his one shot of his career where there is no Malik Hooker. There is no Donovan Wilson. And he's playing next to a guy that he knows extremely well in Marquise Bell. So from a comfortable standpoint, he's at the best spot and best chance of his entire career, and he's missing it because of a migraine. So I'm right there with you. I feel bad for him. I hope that he is continuing the trend in the right direction. He was out in practice throughout the week this week. And one of the things he talked about was just being able to treat it and find a way to treat it, because he had never dealt with it before, and everybody deals with migraines in different ways. It's not just one of those things you can take a Tylenol or take an Advil or whatever and feel better about it. You got to deal with it in your certain way, and hopefully they figured that out and he's able to play on Monday.
Nacho Libre, a.k.a. Cooper Beebe, is like, we're hoping he's out there. did you see that up close and personal?
Yeah, it was incredible. I loved it. And I like Dak in the Tiger suit and just the guys that played into it a little bit. I'm wearing a referee costume today. Like, I've just got a ref shirt on. I went kind of lazy with my Halloween costume today. But I was standing in Nick Eatman's office when Shoddy walked by to go to his press conference. And Shoddy just goes, nice outfit, and kept walking. I was like, I'm just trying to get you calls this week, Coach. Like, that's all I'm doing. I'm trying to play the game a little bit for Monday night.
Do you kind of only want the offensive players to be dressed up, because the defensive players, they probably need to focus?
Who cares? They got an extra day, right? We can have a
that
little
kind
bit
of attitude
fun.
That's got us to 3-4-1, Kyle.
Yeah, it's the phone calls with the Wall Street Journal about the $100 billion of oil out there that keeping the defense from living.
can't play zone defense if you're wearing a Mike Wazowski costume. Sorry, guys.
Kind of sounds like you get it.
that being said, regarding Cooper, what's the difference? What do you get back when you have him back out on the field?
I think you just get the steady play from the center position and consistency, because, I mean, we've seen Cooper Beebe before. He's not an over-the-top road grader, mauler type of player up front, and you'll get some flashes of that with Brock Hoffman, but for every game or every snap that he has where he is a mauler, he has one where he's getting beat and there's interior pressure as well. And I think Brock Hoffman is as serviceable of a backup as you're going to get at the center spot and at the guard spot throughout the NFL. I think Dallas did a great job of bringing him back this offseason and utilizing him as kind of that versatile piece on the inside. But Cooper Beebe is by far the best center on this roster. It's going to be better for your run game. Just take a look at how Dallas was running the ball effectively with Javonte Williams when Cooper Beebe was in the fold versus with Brock Hoffman. I mean, the numbers are significantly different. So you're going to get better in the run game, less pressure up the middle, like what the Broncos did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Really well last week, which bring pressure into the face of Dak Prescott, and I think you're going to see a step back in that direction today. It's just the steady hand you kind of need in the middle of that offensive line when you've got the other guys like Booker and Smith on both sides.
I know it would make a big difference from a continuity standpoint, but would you have any interest in seeing Nate Thomas at left tackle and Tyler Guyton at right tackle?
Maybe. I think... The biggest thing there is with the entire season, you talked about continuity, the entire season still kind of in front of you. You've got, what, 9 games left. Making a switch right now going into the bye week would give you at least 2 weeks to look at it, see if it's worth it. But I don't think when the 5 guys up there are healthy that the offensive line has been an issue other than maybe when they face the number one pass rush in the NFL and right now, and that's in the Denver Broncos last week. So I may be interested in looking at it just because of what we've seen from Guyton, the ups and the downs, and he hasn't had his best year across the board. But even Shoddy said it this morning on your station when he talked about how his talent level is so high, they're working at it, they're developing him. You don't want to stunt that development just to try and throw a new position on his plate midway through the year. If that's something that they really want to look at for the future, I wouldn't mind it going into the off season, but in the middle of the campaign, I just don't know if that's the right move.
What are the triplets dressing up as?
Ooh, yeah.
I mentioned Mike Wazowski. We're doing Monsters, Inc. this week, or
nice.
This Halloween. So we've got Leo's kind of our Chubba Bubba, like he's our bigger boy out of the identical boys. And so he's Sully. And then we've got Mikey, who is, of course, Mike Wazowski. And then Noelle is, she looks like Boo. Like she could portray Boo in a live action film if she really wanted to when they put her hair in the pigtails. So she's got the pink shirt and the pigtails, and she's going to be Boo out there too. And then my wife is going to put like a sock on like the back right shoulder blade, like they did with the one guy in the movie that gets the sock on him, and then he has to like get cleansed because the humans touched her or whatever it was. And so, yeah, we're doing Monsters, Inc. full blown tonight for trick-or-treating.
I love
it. That is awesome. Great stuff, man.
Thank you very much, good sir. We'll talk with you next week.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Go Mean Green. Take down Navy tomorrow.
Let's do it. Navy's, this is a big one.
Navy's undefeated.
This is a big one. But if we beat them, they will be defeated.
That is true. And UNT is favored by, I think, 6.5 points. A pretty sizable margin. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's combo it up. Let's do a Forgiveness Friday along with Masterpiece of the Week next right here on The Fan. Since we had Jim Nill on, the Stars did not get the full 2 points. At least they did still get 1 point last night against the Lightning, who have now won 4 straight. Right now, live from Uncle Julio's, it's time for some Forgiveness Friday.
Kevin.
Does Miro need forgiveness for kicking that puck in? And that was the only regular regulation goal that Ottinger gave it? Yes.
He needs forgiveness for a slow start.
Yes.
He's had a bit of a slow start, and I'd like to see him be back to top form, because tops form, if you will, because he's that guy for us.
Yeah.
He's our McCarr. And if he's not that guy for us, he's just a random defenseman.
We need
excellence.
Does he need to be to you your definitive second best player, or is he in kind of the group with like Robertson, Ottinger, maybe put Rope in there, or do you need Miro to like, he's your second best player?
Yeah.
Yes,
he needs to. You need one A on offense and 1A on defense, and he needs to be that for you.
Miko and Miro.
Yeah, and I know what he's capable of offensively.
Yeah,
but I need to see that version of it also on the defensive side. No, I was going to ask you about Forgiveness Friday for Robert Englund, who played Freddy Krueger. He's about to get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is it? That's too long, right? He should have had this a long time ago.
So,
unless I'm being ball sacked here.
No. I mean, how much do you put in? Like, you have an all-time iconic role.
Yes.
Right? How do you weigh that versus what did you do otherwise? Because like, he's been in some really terrible like B movies and stuff, and you're like, yeah, that sucks. I really wish he would have been like super popular across.
So you're
the board.
Saying Freddy Krueger is famous? But he is not.
I think he is.
Okay.
But I wonder if that's why it took so long. I'm saying, like, devil's advocate, I wonder if it took so long because they were like, yeah, what else did you do? And so my question would be, if you have, like, an all-time iconic role, you could make an argument that is the most famous horror movie character of all time. I know some people might argue
that. We can talk top five,
and
there's a group of five.
In the discussion.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I would say, let's say him. The Saw character. What's that?
Jigsaw.
Jason and Michael Myers.
Yep.
And the Blob. Those are my top five.
Okay, man, I was not expecting that. The fifth one right there. And by the way, my Nightmare on Elm Street rankings go like this: Part 3, then Part 1, Part 7, which is the new Nightmare, then Part 4, then Part 2, then Part 5, and Part 6.
I think I've only seen like two of them.
Which two?
The one with Johnny Depp.
That's the first one.
And the one where he walks down the alley and he's scraping the sides of the walls.
Oh, yeah. I think that's Part 4?
Okay, yeah. Dude, that's terrifying.
Maybe Part 3.
That was the terrifying thing to me. And the fact that like that dude just came up out of the bed out of nowhere one time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I can't sleep again, ever.
Yeah, well, that does feel
that
like
a nightmare
that
on Jonesboro.
That feels like that was the lesson that you learned from that movie. Well, Johnny Depp died because he fell asleep
TV. I guess I can't sleep.
So, for Forgiveness Friday, maybe Hollywood for taking so long, but let's talk about what's happening in the greater Baton Rouge area.
Okay.
So, we discussed this yesterday, how the governor is like, I'll let President Trump pick the next coach before the AD. Well, guess what? The AD today is out. Scott Woodward, and they said it has nothing to do with what the governor says. And what the governor said, and I believe that. I think it has to do with the last two most gigantic coach buyouts are both people that you're responsible for, and it cost the schools total like $130 million. So, yeah, he's out.
Dang. Do you think he'll be able to find another job?
At a lower tier university, probably, but they're going to be very clear what his budget is, right? Don't you think?
Look, you can't be throwing these buyouts in there anymore.
We don't have time for that money for that. Now, to go along with that, we asked the question about a AP voter who is from Baton Rouge, Koki Riley. The accusation is that Koki Riley is the worst voter in the history of the Associated Press when it comes to college football. Compared to the aggregate, Koki Riley has Ohio State low at number 3. Now, I think Riley had a fair explanation of, I think Indiana and A&M are better. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say, but if you go through the rest of the poll per the aggregate, he has Georgia Tech underranked by 9 spots, BYU underranked by 4 spots, Virginia's number 15, and he doesn't have them ranked at all, and he's the only voter to rank Illinois. College Poll Tracker rated 9 of his 25 picks in the top 25 as, quote, an extreme pick.
Oh, really?
First of all, I had no idea that there was like a grader for your rankings.
I didn't know that either.
So of his 25, so 36% of his picks have been dubbed extreme.
Okay, so does that mean, what does that mean for him then?
I mean.
And never again?
What are they going to do? Take his vote away?
You can't vote anymore, buddy.
Yeah. I don't.
Or he's just one of those wild cards. They're like, well, he's the swing state.
Or do you think he like drinks Mountain Dew and eats Doritos? He's extreme when extreme. He's voting.
Kevin, I forgot about Chucky whenever I was throwing out. I'll get rid of the blob, and I'll throw Chucky in there.
How many of the Chucky
That's an iconic character.
How many of the Chucky movies have you seen?
I think all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way, the two things that I said about the Freddy Krueger movies, those were from the same movie. I just wanted to throw that out. I'm sorry.
There's another one. Because there's another scene with the kid in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah.
That he does the same thing that is not from the first one.
But, yeah, no, I think I've seen all the Chucky movies. I don't love them. Like, I don't love them, but my cousin did, and they were always, like, around this time, it was always time.
Well, that's going to kill what I was going to say. I was going to say you should watch the show Chucky because it's actually really good.
Okay.
But if you don't love the movies, the show might not be for you.
I'm very in on Welcome to Derry right now. So, like,
just has one more episode out today.
Me and the son are going to definitely dive in on that one.
Okay, but that is an hour.
Uh-huh. I don't have more than an hour in my life. Think about all the stuff I have to do and the people I have to...
Come say hi to Corey before 2:30.
Yeah, because apparently I had to satisfy so many people. Yeah, hi, guys.
All right, we're the Canes.
You're welcome to come back here, by the way.
Also, That is a good point. Thanks a lot. LaMelo Ball fined $35,000 for flipping off a ref, and Dexter Lawrence told Carl Banks to essentially shut up for saying people don't respect him anymore.
I'm getting rid of Chucky and putting Pennywise in now. So
yeah, I was surprised that you didn't say Pennywise.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You,
that?
You know what? This is a top six now, because Chucky's involved.
Oh, because of 666. I gotcha. All right, now.
The next number 7.
How would you
six say? And then 7?
Ah, 6, 7. That's
it's
what I'm
over.
Gonna do.
It
I'm,
is over.
That's not what my kids.
Is your Halloween costume gonna be you carrying two bags, one with numbered 6 and one number 7?
No, I'm just gonna take out of Noah's number puzzle the 6 and the 7. And if somebody goes, you're not dressed up, I'm gonna be like 6, 7.
That's a genius idea. I'm doing that tonight.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
List this. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week, the segment we do every Friday where we go over the wild, wacky, and especially this week, often concerning audio that graces these airwaves from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And we've got a tradition here where we pick on people who aren't here to defend themselves. This was Brian Broaddus on the Cowboys postgame show when he was talking about how nervous he was about a trade.
I was so nervous you couldn't drive a nail up my ass. I'll say that again.
Jeez, please, dude.
I remember that.
Can you say that? You got very like scared when I said where my bee's at yesterday.
Yes.
And then like, but that one you were just like, oh, let's dive in on this more.
I mean, it's accepted in Winnie the Pooh. Eeyore has a nail in his ass. So why, if it's accepted in a child's cartoon and book series, would it not be accepted on the radio?
If you were Eeyore, would you always want the tail, or would you be like, no, I'm rotating things this week?
Why do they think he's in such a bad mood? Because he has a nail in his butt. That's why he's upset.
I agree.
Back to you, Jacob.
All right, I'm going to try and keep these in order because I think some of these follow each other very well. We're going to start with Corey, who was talking about a very pleasurable experience.
Might be the best nut in the world. I'm just saying. Okay. I'm just that putting it out there.
Okay.
That might be the best nut I can think of.
Matter of fact, Kevin, I have a whole bag of nuts in my bag, and I know exactly which nut
you better
I was
hope
talking
so,
about.
Carrot Top, or else you're going to get in trouble for
I
that.
I was talking about the cashew,
there
the greatest nut on the planet. I've
said
that.
I think you phrased it like that on purpose.
I stand by that.
All right, Kevin, kind of following the trend here, Kevin followed it up with this.
Yeah, it just looks like a weird bit of goo in there, and I'm like, no, I'm not eating that.
That,
yes.
I don't care if you do covered.
I stand by that. That is about the Cadbury egg. I do not understand why the Cadbury egg is popular. Because if you just don't look and just close your eyes and eat it, then maybe it's okay. But you open that thing up, ugh.
I think if you close your eyes and eat it, it's not good either.
I mean, maybe.
There was a time as a child I got convinced that it would be good. Great marketing on their point.
Yeah. It's gross.
All right, this one, I don't know if this was about eating anything, but just take it away, Corey.
Okay.
If you want to just provide me something to put in my mouth.
Then what, Corey? Then what?
I'm assuming you're going to eat it.
I can't remember exactly what I was discussing in that moment.
We need to bring back Should I Eat It?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Should I Eat It was a great segment. I haven't had anything. You know what? We're about to move out of the office. Let's go through the refrigerator and see what's in there and play Should I Eat It.
Jacob, did you know there was a time at the Super Bowl where a national radio host was listening to our show when we were at night, and he came over to tell us he thought Should I Eat It is a brilliant segment.
And he was furious that he didn't come up with it himself.
It sounds like genius. I mean, it sounds like a great segment.
We can do it.
Which national radio host are we talking about here if we can divulge
Damon
that information?
Damon Mandalora!
Oh, okay.
All right, now he's not a national nighttime host. He's a national daytime host.
He moved up in the
just
world.
Like you guys.
At that same Super Bowl, I was on three different stations at the same time.
All right, well, back on topic. Here we go.
Somebody's going to have to get these two together.
Sorry.
Somebody's going to have to get these two together alone with a couple glasses of wine and some candles and some flowers.
What?
And get them to make sweet love together.
Oh, my God.
So they can get past this together.
That's how it's done. You just got to have to resolve your differences.
And by having a candlelit dinner?
It's called wine and dine for a reason, Kevin.
What comes after that?
6-7.
Oh, you're close. Okay, I don't think I can get in. Maybe. So can you say diners?
Nope.
6-7er. That's not a thing. Back to you.
All right, I don't know if these two are related, but I got two cuts here about Corey talking about a specific piece of undergarments.
Although I can respect you, even though I see your thong.
A little two-parter here. This is the same thing.
Ladies.
Here.
Well, don't show me your thong. It's your underwear. Come on, what are we doing here?
Man, that second one feels aggressive. That first one feels very polite and inclusive. Even if you can see the things, you respect them.
There was a thong era. that is a real thing. It was Britney. Yeah, yes, Cisco did the thong song.
This is why people weren't allowed back.
It was
here.
That time. It was that time period whenever it was okay to show the thong off.
What was that era?
The Britney Spears era.
Okay.
And look at how things turned out there.
What? Not good?
I'm a little terrified.
Okay.
All right, this one's Kevin. We've been giving Corey a lot of love here. Let's get back to Kevin.
Jacob, you gave me no love when I told you I was on three different stations at the Super Bowl at one time. You're like, neat.
Neat.
I didn't want to boost your ego. I mean, it was cool. You know, I figured Corey was over there like already kind of pumping you up, and I was like, you know what, I'll leave it to Corey. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead and mark yourself for that one.
Okay. So this was Kevin.
I thought it was awesome when you gave it to me.
Yeah.
Well.
See, I knew straight away that was going to be problematic.
Yep.
I don't remember what I got, so I guess it wasn't that awesome. But you could hear I regretted it.
Immediately.
This one's kind of on the Halloween theme. This one's titled Hellraiser.
Man,
all
I thought
the premarital sex was. Yeah,
I thought I was going to see the guy from Hellraiser, not learn about things. Okay.
So I said premarital sex.
Yeah.
And you make it sound like the guy from Hellraiser was going to show up.
I thought
up
I was going to see Pinhead.
You're like, oh my gosh, I have to teach you lessons.
If you will play that one more time, you can hear I really ran out of steam at the end of that thought because I did not have a good way to end that sentence. Man,
all
I thought
the premarital sex was. Yeah. Yeah,
I thought I was going to see the guy from Hellraiser, not learn about things. See, I just really.
That was a very Nate Bargatze ending.
I had nothing. Yeah. I had nothing.
All right, how much time do we got? We got two more here?
Take your time.
Yeah, all right,
let's finish it out with these two. So this was Kevin and Corey sharing a special moment live on air.
Here we go. I'm going to do it live, and on air with you.
Oh, my God. See? I will argue that usually my reactions for these are correct.
I think live is the best way to go with that.
That's when I'm digging it the most.
Yeah.
Or you can kind of tell we've got a little theme going in this segment. So, yeah, take it away. Once again, Corey Majors.
Somebody's going to have to get these two together.
Oh, wrong one. Hold on.
I did that. I said
hold
that.
On. Halloween themed.
Just let him dress as a pimp.
That's true. If you want to dress as a pimp, it's Halloween. Do what you want. Dude, think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that the Halloween costumes have evolved a lot over time?
Are you talking about that year that you told me about the sexy corn cob? And then you look, that is a true story. And I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And then he pulled it up and it was like, it was a pretty lady.
She's very pretty.
But she was in like a somewhat scandalous corn cob
she was
outfit,
wearing
I guess.
Corn, yeah.
And so do you think we've looped back around to more respectable
costumes? No, no. I think we've gotten less and less clothing. I think basically the costumes now are just lingerie. A lot of times, and you're
goodness.
Just in a mask. Oh, I'm a cat. No, you're not. No, you are not.
Kevin's
cats
got a great point.
Do not dress
Corey's
like that.
Corey's got a great point.
Thank you. It's this and St. Patrick's Day are the 2 days that you can dress like that and be.
Do people get slutty on St. Patrick's Day?
Scandalous,
yes.
Kevin. Yes. See?
Really?
I'm just telling you.
Oh.
Yeah. Go drive down Greenville Avenue the day after Thanksgiving. After not Thanksgiving. After St. Patrick's Day. You'll
okay.
see.
Okay. Well, I'm torn between two Corey clips, and they're both very inclusive. I am going to go with Corey saying it's okay to dress up like a pimp.
Just let him dress as a pimp.
True.
That advice was to his son, by the way, who's in high school.
Yeah, he's not in high school. He's in middle school.
That it's weird that you corrected it to make it worse. But that's a fair point.
I'm going with Kevin talking about the Cadbury eggs and what's inside of those. Weird.
Yeah, thing. It just looks like a weird bit of goo in there. And I'm like, no, I'm not eating that. I don't care if you do cover it in chocolate.
I forgot about that part.
That last part does
makes
make
it, even
it
better.
Worse. I get better.
Better.
All right, Jacob, what say you?
So this is the second one we played, man. I thought this was the best one. Corey, talk about his most pleasurable experience.
Might be the best nut in the world. I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there.
Okay.
That might be the best nut I can think of.
Mm-hmm. There
all
you
right.
go.
So those are your options. Nut. I hesitate to say goo next. You set me up, you bastards. And pimp. So I guess I can't really. Look, if you're a critic of this show, you don't care for it, I'm right there with you. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bang Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We've had a blast today at Uncle Julio's. Thank you to everybody who has joined us or even attempted to join us today. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Wonderful, Hagee. Thank you for asking. How the hell are you fellas doing?
Man, we're doing fantastic. I wanted to know, because we didn't get a really a chance to discuss it. I'm guessing perhaps, Woolchuck, for you, it might be that Navy-UNT game. What football game are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely got to be my Mean Green taking on Navy. Looking like a potential sellout once again at DATCU. Was going to try and get over there. Unfortunately, my wife is just so pregnant right now. Like we're about 12 days away.
So with child,
she? We are 12 days away from the due date. 11/11 is our due date.
The dirty dozen days.
I just have such a fear of being away. I'm like, I'm not going to commit to anything. And she can barely walk around. So she was like, I'm sure not going to do this. So I won't be in attendance, but I am very invested in Drew Mestemaker and Eric Morris and us trying to knock off the unbeaten Navy team. And hopefully we still have an outside shot to maybe crash that college football playoff party, as crazy as that sounds, man.
Yeah.
Y'all are pretty heavy favored in that game, too.
We are. We are. Now, Brian right now is watching his son live
this,
on ESPN Heggie? With Marty Smith.
Yeah, my guy Bennett's on. They're talking to the Texas of the cannon. Bennett fires Smokey, the cannon, at the Texas games.
Awesome.
So
it's Marty party.
It's Marty party. So Marty nice. Smith's dressed up. I don't know where you guys. So Marty's about to fire the cannon. Bennett and his buddies have all, like his three other cannon mates are here. They got Marty all dressed up. So they're getting ready to fire this thing. And Marty did. Boom.
Bang.
He got it. So, yeah, Bennett's on
good pull.
TV right now with Marty Smith. Kind of cool. Yeah. A little close-up action.
That is super cool.
Yeah.
How much does he... I'm assuming he loves it. Does he love being part of the cannon crew?
Oh, no, he absolutely does. The thing about it is he travels around with Smokey, so he does weddings. He'll do, like...
Bar mitzvahs?
Parties, yeah. Like
bachelorette parties.
Yeah, it's like he was... They rent the cannon out. Like, if you're... By the way, if you're, like, an alum and stuff, you can pay to have the cannon and... So Bennett has to drive it over. They set it up, and then
he's like the keeper of the cup, but he's the keeper of the cannon.
Yeah, like if you have a wedding, like he'll show up and they'll announce the vows,
fire
and then
cannons.
Boom, and he'll hit that thing.
Bam.
Like Bennett got in trouble. I was at an LSU baseball game with him this year, and Texas was just mauling LSU, and but we got the last laugh, national champ. But he fired the cannon when our manager got thrown out of the game. Like when they tossed Coach Johnston out of the game, Bennett fired the cannon, and the athletic department came over and said, "Hey, Bennett, we can't do that. We can't do those things."
Hey, but, you got to ruffle at least a couple of feathers.
But yeah, he's so excited. He's got a really. I had a picture blown up. I'm going to see him this weekend on Sunday because I missed Parents Weekend last weekend. But I got a picture of him, Arch Manning, after the OU game, fired the cannon, and you see this the crowd. And Arch and all them and Bennett standing right there with him, and I had this 3x2 picture blown up of him doing it for his office one day.
That's fire.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dude, that's awesome. How are y'all feeling? How is he feeling about the Vanderbilt game?
Yeah, he's scared to death. He hates that Pobby. He's worried about him running around getting third downs and stuff like that. You know, that's what that quarterback at Vanderbilt will do.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be third and eight, and all of a sudden he'll take off running, and it's a first down. I mean, they're one of the best teams in the country when it comes to converting third downs. And, you know, Texas defensively, when they get in trouble, it's sometimes because they don't get off the field enough. But, he's excited about the opportunity. Be just, you know, now that Texas is in the SEC, it's a little bit of an eye opener. You know, there's not those games every, you know, you don't have those kind of those walkover games.
You got gauntlet every week.
You got a gauntlet game every week.
Just means more.
Yep. Yep.
What do you, it does just mean more. Yep. What do you find fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure gold as always, Higgy. Thank you so much for asking.
Yes!
We do have COO and co-owner Stephen Jones of your Dallas Cowboys at 3:00. We got Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram at 4:20. It is a Friday. What you drinking? What you thinking? Coming up at 5. And then the 2025 G-Bag Nation Candy Draft at 6:00. I'm very excited for this.
Ooh, okay. I like it. Roll home with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us on Monday. It'll be Cowboys Game Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say happy Halloween, Kevin.
Happy Halloween. Trick or treat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
Did you know that Sean and RJ is both a radio show and a podcast?
No way! You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. And whenever works for you.